Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton. The sun is up and so am I.
How he made that sound dirty, but
he did.
Hi. So,
hi.
Yeah, why did you take that logic course?
And
You didn't speak Bogart.
In the morning in Milwaukee in the middle of February, you know? I'm dragging my butt to a class taught by a 9,000-year-old Jesuit and for nothing. Does me no good at all. Like all my high school math classes.
I don't know. As you said, there was a tweet, Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Marjorie Taylor Greene laughing as the crowd at the Golf Invitational chants, let's go, Brandon. And you just said there's never a porch collapse around when you need one.
That was a hell of a spectacle, that was.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them in one place. Watching a stop on the Bonesaw Golf Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is just,
the people that were behind 9/11, as Joe Biden is in the middle of killing the
person
responsible
about that
for 9/11.
See,
yeah.
I was surprised that Al-Zawahiri was still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't heard that guy's name in years,
yeah.
It seemed.
Yeah. It seems like someone Chris would have killed by saying, isn't that so-and-so already dead? On the Stephanie Miller Show, which you do quite a bit. And
I
then
do.
We're like, oh, they're still alive. Oh, you just killed
them. Regardless of what that guy on Fox said, I think he's not merely dead. He's really most sincerely
dead. Really dead.
No, that's journalism. Charlie, and then here we are in the middle of, Republicans voting against burn pit. veterans with cancer. Cornyn said, Mr. President, the passage would not have been delayed if Senator Schumer had kept his promise.
Oh,
you just
please.
Said a man with not even a wisp of conscience. They just say it out loud. This was petty and vindictive,
yeah.
And we're going to punish veterans with cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what promise did Schumer break? Not to pass any legislation that helped people?
Right.
Was there some sort of deal? Not to do the minimum it takes to save the planet?
Yeah. You wrote, as you do, as you have a tendency to do, you just wrote a great piece on this. You said Republicans are pitching a self-defeating tantrum over the Manchin deal-making. Where does this irresponsible impulse to be f***ish come from? What is the source of the instinct for sabotage? When did basic resting pulse of Republicanism become their way or the highway? And what you said, I can understand how confused the Senate Republicans are about the fact that they've been outmaneuvered by Democrats. They don't experience this very often. But you just said, I don't understand the thinking by which the agonizing illness and death of American veterans becomes a poker chip because you got outfoxed on a piece of legislation that may still not pass. Of what emotional value is a tantrum that makes the lives of six soldiers worse? What do you get from it? Is the worth of your hunt in full? I mean, Charlie, I can only think because they just count on the media to report it as, oh, Congress didn't get something done again, mm-hmm. rather than saying Republicans voted against veterans with cancer.
Yeah, this one jumps on my last nerve, too, because I may have mentioned this before. My very first beat when I started at the Boston Phoenix in 1979 was the various problems afflicting Vietnam vets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the days when they were stonewalling Agent Orange.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm smelling this all over again. With these burn pits.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I mean, the Department of Defense is not supposed to be a fly-by-night insurance company which denies your claim automatically and then throws it to, you know, throws it into a, you know, a bureaucratic maze so you don't get the help you need.
Yeah.
Not the way this is supposed to work. And I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing the same thing now. Although, at the time, you know, during the Agent Orange thing, nobody was listening. Now people are listening, thanks to John Stewart, and mostly thanks to those guys who were sleeping on the steps of the Capitol and not going anywhere.
Yeah,
that's a very effective public protest, but much better than, say, you know, breaking into the Capitol and smearing your dung on the wall.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. But it just makes no sense politically, Charlie. That's the other thing. You just don't get it. It's,
well, I wonder about that because I want to see them pay a political price for it.
Yeah.
So far, they've been able to do all this stuff and pay a relatively slim political price.
Mm-hmm. Can we go, give me 16. It's just, this political hackedness goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. I guess there's a new low. But Sam Alito, as you wrote about, Sam Alito went to Rome to crack some jokes after overturning Roe. You said apparently Sam Alito went to Rome and let his freak flag fly, guaranteeing he is now known internationally as a head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is him. Here we go.
I had the honor this term of writing, I think, the only Supreme Court decision in the history of that institution that has been lambasted by a whole string of foreign leaders. One of these was former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, but he paid the price. What really wounded me was when the Duke of Sussex addressed the United Nations and seemed to compare the decision, whose name may not be spoken, with the Russian attack on Ukraine.
Wow.
The guy's just a hack.
He trashed Boris Johnson. He trashed Trudeau, Macron.
Now he's admitting it. I mean, yeah. It's out in the open now. You've got a Supreme Court, the majority of whom are conservative hacks.
Right.
Yeah.
And will deliver for all the people who, and Sheldon Whitehouse is right about this, and he's been right about this for 3 years now. They're delivering for their donors the same way a congressman would.
Yep.
They're delivering for the dark money that got them their seats, that helped them campaign for their seats.
Yeah.
But I mean, by the way, Sam Alito at the moment is rocking the worst facial hair I've ever seen.
Okay. Your headline here. Hey, well, that's weird. The text for Trump's top GHS officials are also gone. You said what appears to have been an almost maniacal frenzy of ass covering in the final days of the previous administration, one that's extended largely underground well into the current one, has opened a brand new universe of investigation for all concerned. I mean, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, but you said sooner or later, coincidence begins to look suspiciously like modus operandi. This is not a scandal in a straight line. It's not even a single scandal. It's a mosaic of smaller scandals comprising a larger one, all organized around a central point, the character of Claudio del Mar-a-Lago and the enormous blunder this country made in electing him to be his president. And you said it best, Harley. You said this is just the beginning of things, still just the beginning of things. We have no idea where it might end. Will we ever find these texts, or have they really disappeared them? And will we ever get to the bottom of this?
I have to believe that somewhere out there in this great land of ours, there's a 12-year-old who knows how to get those texts
back. Yeah, yes.
You know, because his mother keeps deleting his porn, and he keeps getting it back. He knows how to fetch things out of the dark places of the intertubes.
Yeah.
We should find that kid. We should find that kid. We should give him all the porn he wants and have him find these things.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Jody, what do you think? Because I know Malcolm Nance is like, they will find them.
I think they'll find them.
Yeah. I mean, but then you'd like, these are the top two agencies that are in charge of finding this stuff or knowing how to disappear it. And it's clearly so deliberate.
But
right?
Isn't it a specific, like, forensic part of them and versus these specific people? They may not be as adept at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God, Charlie, what do you think is in those texts? I mean, it's just the mind reels, right?
Well, I think a lot of them would be real-time confirmation of what Cassidy Hutchinson said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one agent texting to another saying, oh my God, he tried to grab the wheel.
Right.
Right.
Can I shoot him now accidentally?
By the way, is this all that's on Fox News? That Cassidy Hutchinson kept working for Trump for 9 weeks after he left the White House? I guess this will be the big, oh my God. She continued working for 9 weeks after he left off, according to government records. She served as a coordinator for Trump's official taxpayer-funded post-presidential office. To me, it gives more credence to her testimony,
exactly.
You know, that, like, she's a...
No, I was going to say...
All these people were Trumpers. They worked in the Trump administration.
Dean was part of the cover-up.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, and people believed him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, also, she's been corroborated by people under oath. Mm-hmm. The people,
right.
It's only the people that haven't been under oath that are, you know, and they're not even contradicting her, right? It's like, yeah. Oh, an unnamed source says,
right.
Tony Ornato says, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So,
that's what I think most of those texts are. I don't I don't think there's a text out there from one agent to another saying, hey, I sure hope the coup works.
Oh, there could be. They're that dumb.
If Franchel is right, there will be a text that says that.
This would all be real-time confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial.
No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So Guy Reffitt, he's the one, right, that he just was sentenced to like 7.5 years in prison for his involvement in the January 6th attack. He was one who was able to get a handgun into the Capitol, was caught on video talking about wanting to kidnap Pelosi and drag her down the stairs so her head hit every step after being found guilty. Oh, could you hit the tiniest of violins? He pleaded with the judge, promising that he understood that he called himself an idiot, and went on to tell him he swears he's done with all the militia groups and all that other. I was not thinking clearly, he told the judge. The judge did not buy that. Instead, he gave him the longest sentence of any of the January 6th cases so far. He did reject yesterday, right, the terrorism sentencing penalty, because GOJ was going for, what, like 15 years?
Right.
So yeah. what do you make of this, Charlie?
Well, I don't, judges make calls like this all the time.
It's a Trump appointee, is all I'm saying.
So, well, judge, we're lucky he gave him any time.
I mean, Trump appointees make calls like this all the time.
Right. Well, I mean, he could have received up to 60 years. I mean, if you're looking at all the prosecutor said he was planning to overtake our government. He wasn't just trying to stop the certification. He wasn't done. January 6th was just a preface. Mr. Reffitt is in a class all by himself. Anyway, they were just saying that, the judge was saying the guidelines were too different for all the cases or something. I don't really understand, but. It's still a significant sentence, don't you think?
Well, no. I mean, 7 years in federal prison is not a bowl of butterflies.
A bowl of butterflies?
What am I talking about? You can't do a bowl of butterflies because they won't stay in the bowl.
No, right, they exactly. won't stay in the bowl. Back in
no
bowl.
Sense.
Back in bowl.
But they'd be beautiful.
You'll say back in bowl, get back in bowl, but they won't.
Or Charlie. Unless they're dead.
Right.
That's sad.
Oh, my God, Charlie.
That's so sad.
You just killed a bowl full of butterflies.
And monarchs are dying.
We've gone to Silence of the Lambs here. What's going on with the dead butterflies? All right, Charlie, I think it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye
to
your lover.
Remember, it's really bad when you have monkeys who are snatching your baby.
Yes.
Baby snatching monkeys.
But not quite as bad when you baby your snatch. Well, never mind.
All right. Goodbye, Charlie.
The monkey snatching
my baby.
There
we go.
Ooh. Ooh. Bye.
Bye, Charlie.